Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about being with you again on Christmas Day, my 19th consecutive live broadcast on Christmas Day, and glad to be here with you. We don't do a lot of small business on the holiday programming. We usually talk about what's going on in the holiday, and one of the things I wanted to talk about are some very special people that you and I depend a lot on, and those are the people who are standing a post for us around the world, our men and women in the military. There's a poem that I want to read first that I've now found out. I've been reading this poem since 97. I'm looking at the date. I printed it off. November 29th, 1997. I've been reading this poem every Christmas since. And I didn't know who wrote it at first. Now I found out. I asked my audience, could anybody identify who wrote this? And over several years, I said, I don't know who wrote this. And somebody in the audience wrote me back and said it was Lance Corporal James M. Schmidt, who is the author of this. So I'm always glad to give him credit for this. So this is a poem that I think you'll enjoy, and hopefully, and probably we'll recognize and relate to. And I'll try to get through it, because it'll choke you up. 'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all around. A strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. With medals and badges, awards of all kind, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I'd found a home of a soldier, once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping silent alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not how I had pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I'd just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world the children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knee. I started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I watched for hours so silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure and whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. two of the Christmases that I broadcast my show, my son was in Iraq during those days. So those were heavy Christmas days for me. Those were tough shows for me to do, being so proud of him and the men and women who served with him, but also being without him at Christmas and worried about him, as so many of you can relate to, so many of you have, and so many of you had great loss. And so I dedicated those shows in those days to those people, and I dedicate this show today to those men and women who stand a post around the world. You know, if you've got a child or a family member that's standing a post in somewhere around the world, and of course these days it could be in the United States, right? You never know where danger could be. But then when they stand a post, they make themselves a target, my friends, if you know that, right? When they stand a post, just literally the mere doing of their job, it makes them a target. And yet they stand it. And yet they've suit up, and they show up, and they stand a post. That's agape love, my friends. That's the kind of love that Jesus talked about. Loving someone that you don't even know. That's the epitome of humanity, isn't it? And so that's the reason why I want to dedicate this show to those men and women who stand a post. I also want to say something about the emergency personnel, the police officers and the firefighters and the emergency technicians and the medics and all the people who run toward danger when the rest of us are running away from danger. From the military to our emergency professionals, in this day and time, the war zone has taken on a new definition, hasn't it? And we are so thankful. We should be so thankful. We're so blessed to have people in our lives that even today, even right now, while you and I are enjoying a peaceful Christmas, one of the reasons is because they have and are standing a post. And God bless each and every one of them. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. More to come after these messages. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.